Bluegrass may have its roots in the Appalachian Mountains, but its spirit thrives amid the rolling hills and country charm of Bucks County. WHYY's Emily Neal has more on how one family business is keeping folk and bluegrass traditions alive in this sprawling Philadelphia suburb.
On any given Wednesday, when the sun sinks below the horizon and twilight fades to night, you can hear music drifting across the open field behind the Hilltown German Club. There's the sharp, silvery notes of the banjo, the delicate strums of a mandolin, the flash and flare of the fiddle taking center stage. It's a harmony woven by more than a dozen musicians who gather each week for the Doylestown Bluegrass Jam.
This is music from the heart. It's music from the soul. It's good music all the way around.
That's Ben Jarnatowski. He started the jam more than 20 years ago and says it all began with his banjo lessons at the Bucks County Folk Music Shop. The mom-and-pop store, nestled by the train tracks in New Britain, has been fueling the bluegrass community in Bucks for more than half a century. Kim Dietrichs runs the store along with her mom, Jackie.
We are the oldest acoustic stringed instrument store in the United States with the same owner and operator since day one.
Kim says her parents, Carl and Jackie Dietrichs, transformed an abandoned farmhouse to open the shop in 1966. The store also repairs instruments and offers classes.
You know, I think about when my parents first started this business, and again, this area, there really wasn't anything. You couldn't find a banjo. You couldn't find a teacher.
Ray Bizzup remembers his quest for a perfect Martin guitar back in the 1970s. He searched store after store.
Nobody really wanted to spend time. Like, if you weren't ready to purchase a guitar within 5 minutes, they were walking away.
That is, until he walked into the Bucks County Folk Music Shop and met Carl.
I think we pulled down every guitar that was there. He took the time with me. And at the end of about 2 hours, I said, Carl, I really want to buy a guitar, but none of these are the sound that I'm looking for. And he said, hold on. He comes back with his wife's guitar and he hands it to me and he says, play this. Within a minute, I knew that was the guitar.
Carl died in 2023. Kim says Ray's story is a testament to her dad's legacy and the store's community of loyal and longstanding customers.
The gentleman came in right before my dad passed and, you know, told that story and literally had tears in his eyes and just wanted to make sure that my dad knew how much he appreciated the time that he had taken to help him find that guitar.
Ring the bell, ring the bell, ring the bell, both far and wide.
Bluegrass first reached national airwaves in the 1940s, but some of the music is centuries old. Kim says the tradition endures because of the songs themselves.
There's honesty in it. There's stories in it. And I think that that speaks to a lot of people, regardless of what, you know, era we're in or what's happening in the climate of the world.
The music is usually sad. It's about lost or unrequited love, death, war, poverty, and struggle.
Worried man to sing a worried song takes a worried man to sing a worried song.
But there are also songs about faith, remembrance, and hope. For listeners, there's always something new to discover.
It's, you know, this traditional music, and, you know, every time you think you sort of quote-unquote have it figured out as to, you know, the origin story of a song or the origin story of a particular genre of music, you come to find out that there's like another layer to peel back and find out, you know, it goes back further.
And in this Bucks County store, those timeless melodies will always have a home. Emily Neal, WHYY News.